Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a study that found that female mentors or role models who are successfully maintaining work-life balance are critical to the success and retention of quality female athletic trainers at the NCAA Division I level. Work-life balance is a difficult thing to accomplish for clinicians in sports medicine, especially at the NCAA Division I level, and for female athletic trainers who may want to become mothers. Young female athletic training students and professionals may benefit from having positive role models who exhibit appropriate strategies to achieve work-life balance. This study aimed to see how role models and mentors within athletic training influence female athletic trainers in the NCAA Division I setting. This qualitative study of 27 female athletic trainers who worked in the NCAA Division I setting revealed two themes surrounding work-life balance and professional development. The first is an influence of role models and mentors, and the second, a desire for female role models and mentors. Many of the athletic trainers were able to identify role models or mentors who influenced their professional and personal lives, either positively or negatively. Additionally, 64% of female athletic trainers expressed a desire for female role models or mentors. Female athletic trainers who interacted with other females who were successfully managing work-life balance felt more confident about their abilities to continue in athletic training. Interestingly, some role models or mentors were noted to have sacrificed the personal side of work-life balance, and this was perceived by some female athletic trainers as something that they were not willing to do personally. Contrarily, some female athletic trainers were viewed as maintaining their personal lives, however their professional abilities suffered, and this also negatively affected respondents' views of staying in the profession. Of the 27 female athletic trainers, only 3 plan to stay at the NCAA Division I level for concerns about work-life balance. 6 athletic trainers noted that they were planning to leave the athletic training profession entirely. This study highlights a difficult concept among clinicians in sports medicine. Work-life balance is something that should be feasible to every clinician, no matter their position, level, or gender. One can see that there are many confounding variables, such as competition level and parenthood, that may represent challenging barriers to work-life balance. Positive mentoring and role modeling seems to be very important to help provide avenues for success for our young and aspiring clinicians. This article was interesting to the author of the post because she read this shortly after the NTA's annual meeting, where she saw some strong and well-deserved female professionals inducted into the NATA Hall of Fame. She found herself sitting in admiration and hoping to be able to achieve even a small portion of their professional and personal achievements. Every award winner always seems to highlight an outstanding support network, but also a few key mentors. It's important to note that you may be serving as a role model currently without knowing it, while you may be seeking one yourself. There is no set of assured answers for work-life balance, but it is critical to provide a support network to show successful strategies, as well as how to mitigate certain challenges. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post described a systematic review that found that prevalent and consistent indicators of concussion include observing disorientation or confusion immediately after the injury, and slower reaction time or balance, and impaired verbal learning and memory within 2 days after an injury. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that found that an athlete's risk of having a first-time non-contact ACL injury is influenced by level of competition, the participant's sex, and type of sport. If you have a question you'd like to address on this podcast, send us a message via social media. And remember, You can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.